Word on the street has it that for the handful of companies that got an iPad to prepare content for its launch, the device needed to be chained to a table in a room with blacked-out windows under lock and key. It's not clear if Condé Nast got one, but one of its magazines, Wired, started promoting its iPad version in a video released last month.
There's a revolution going on right now in the way that people consume journalism.
Wired's creative director, Scott Dadich, talked through some of the enhanced features.
There's still going to be the rich storytelling. There's still going to be narrative arc, but we'll be able to do it in short film.
Touch an icon on the digital page to launch a video.
And 360s, the ability to turn a product around and look at all sides of it.
Imagine a car ad in which you can rotate the car itself with your finger. Jeannie Mullen is with Zinio, a company that's working on the back end, converting nearly 2,000 magazines to the iPad format. She says Zinio doesn't have one of the coveted iPads, but has access to the iPad simulator. She says the iPad versions of magazines will look nothing like their websites, because portability changes everything. Websites are designed for a lean-forward experience. You're online, at a computer, often searching with some purpose.
Magazines, on the other hand, are about the opposite experience, where you're sitting back with a brand that you trust and you're letting them kind of guide your interest level. So when you sit at the nail salon and you've got Us Weekly, you're not flipping through every page to look for Rihanna necessarily. You're turning the page and be like, oh, stars do go shopping. And you turn the next page, you're like, oh, yeah, Miley Cyrus is hunched over.
And Mullen says this is just the beginning. There's been a lot of hype around the iPad, but many competitors will be trying to bring the same lean-back experience to the digital world.
We at Zinio know of at least 26 other color e-reading devices that are coming out into the market over the next 12 months.
26?
26. It's crazy.
When the web started challenging print journalism, I think a lot of us were in real despair.
Aaron Hicklin is the editor of Out, a gay-oriented magazine that covers pop culture.
Because we love what we do. We love magazines. We love journalism. We love photography. We love putting all that together. The process of that is something that many of us missed when it came to creating pure digital content.
He says now the iPad offers a way for magazines to preserve the integrity of the reading experience. You can put the device in your bag and read your favorite magazine any way, anywhere. And then there's the money.
We're in a manufacturing business. We're creating something physical that needs to be printed, that then needs to be distributed. And those two major fixed costs, printing and distribution,
50% of the magazine's total costs,
go away with iPad. That's huge.
On the revenue side, Hicklin says with this new distribution channel, Out Magazine could expand its readership in parts of the country where store owners refuse to carry magazines for gay men and women. And more readers means more money from advertisers.
Everybody wants to be first with the first great ad on the iPad platform.
Lars Bestholm is with the advertising firm Ogilvy & Mather, representing companies like IKEA, Coca-Cola, and Louis Vuitton.
But I think there's also a whole bunch who are kind of waiting to see who will be the demographic that purchases this.
Who buys the iPad, how many people buy it, and what they buy it for.
Do you know what the iPad is?
I've heard of the iPad.
If people are anything like Nijat Boomin, the iPad and magazines may have a dark future.
It's kind of like a computer and a touchpad, and just you can read books on it and surf the web and do everything.
Right. And does it interest you at all? Does it intrigue you at all? You have an iPhone, so you're an iPhone user.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
Boomin says his laptop works fine for him, and he doesn't read magazines anymore despite working at a publishing firm. He reads blogs.
I have 3 cell phones, a laptop, and a computer, and a video game console.
Jason Walker works as a home health aide.
But you know what? I don't even know what all this iPad, what is that really for? I don't really know.
Even Sarah Feldman,
I'm a Mac goddess,
is wavering.
I mean, seriously, iPad, you know, just, hi, I have an iPad, you know? I mean, that doesn't sound good at all.
Of the 10 people randomly surveyed in Union Square, half said they'd consider buying an iPad down the line. Maybe you'll see the first subway riders with iPads starting Saturday. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.